on the grounds of disillusionment. I am going to file for a divorce as on the grounds of unsatisfying, on the grounds of a disillusionment. You know, that's what we're going to, a whole new category, right? You know, not irreconcilable differences, but we want a divorce on the grounds of disillusionment. Okay. He says, love is not an illusion. Love is a fact. He says, where disillusionment is possible, there was not love, but hate. He says, because hate, when I first read that, I went, ooh. He says, where disillusionment is possible, there's not love, but hate. Means I can get disillusioned with somebody, or there's some hate coming down, then my ego really wants to get me. You know, you're not supposed to hate, so then I feel bad because it's just what I just read. Because I'm not supposed to say I hate somebody that I'm disillusioned with. And then the court says, well, hate is an illusion. And what can change was never love. Ooh-wee. What can change was never love. What can change was never love. What can change was never love. So I can stop beating myself up about not loving people I didn't love anyway. Oh, that's so relaxing.
Like all my ex-wives.
It's like wow, if it can change, it never was love. It never was love to begin with, so why am I surprised that it ended? And since it never was love, they're innocent and I'm innocent. We both did the best we could, not really knowing what love really is.
Our belief systems.
You know, it's like, oh man, I can really forgive my past wife or whatever. It's like, hey, we did the best we could from a perception of not knowing, having the slightest freaking idea of what love was. We were already two people seeking outside of ourselves for happiness because we felt incomplete on the inside, expecting each other to give each other our sense of self-worth, which is nothing that anybody else can do. So eventually we had to get disillusioned because the whole premise wasn't true and the whole premise was wrong. So it was set up to fail from the very beginning because there is no way you're going to get your sense of completion and happiness outside of yourself and through somebody else to begin with. So in a relationship that starts with that premise, we know at some point in time and space is destined to end so that the person can have another opportunity to have something real show up. It's like every time a relationship ends in your life, it's nothing but you giving yourself another opportunity for something real to really show up for you. It's built into the system that if it's not real, it won't last. So even if you try to give yourself something that's not what you deserve, even if you try to give yourself pain and suffering, it cannot last by very definition, because nothing other than love can last. So even if you did absolutely zero nothing, whatever it is that's bothering you would still end one day. But we're just trying to make the decision to have it end in our perception now.
I had a thought on the way here that was a little bit like that, but it was this kind of breakthrough thing. It was that what I've been trying to do all the time and what's been so hard is the idea of a broken thought system. So I've got like a broken phonograph in all these pieces. And all my life, I'm still trying to get the music and play the record. And I'm taking one little piece and trying to just, you know, put the needle on the broken piece of the record so I can get this tiny little piece of music. When, if the system was whole in one piece, there's no effort whatsoever. That music plays completely, I mean, you know, there's just zippo effort. It just is there. And I thought that's what I've been trying to do, and this is the same from right from the start. The thought system we're using is like broken.
Yes. Yes, be with that.
And
try to stay with that. Try to stay with that and be with that without, like I said, even if the ego wants to analyze that. You just like today. It's like somebody said, well, what is it that we heard today? What is the lesson? What was the message out of today's lesson? Well, two main lessons. That You're the only one that's teaching yourself, and you're learning from the conviction of what you're teaching yourself. And there's another part of yourself that you don't know that's capable of totally and completely giving you the answers and the healings to everything that you are experiencing right now as a pleasant surprise for you to experience. In order for us to really allow ourselves to have the gratitude, and as we start to experience gratitude to ourselves for what we're giving to ourselves and how we're honoring ourselves, then the Course says your strength is going to increase and your power is going to increase and your innocence is going to increase and you're going to become more and more grateful to yourself, and so you're going to have more and more blessings come into your life automatically. But before we can really get there at a permanent level like we would want to get there, he says then we have to be willing to what? Understand the difference between this section. It's named what? The illusion and the reality of love. That the title of that section says everything. That it's time for you to learn the difference between Earl, it's time for you to learn the difference between when it's real and when it's not real. And you don't have to worry about it because the real is so much more compelling. The love is so much more compelling than the fear that even though you may not realize it, you have built your bridge stronger than you think. Your foot is on top of it. And the attraction of what you really want, it's going to draw you over into it. And that's what we were told. It's going to be so good you can't resist it. It's going to just lift you up and draw you up. We've all had people in our lives we've experienced irresistible attractions with. And when we had an irresistible attraction, it was like this force. And we were just drawn to them. And there was nothing we could do to stop it. We knew we were drawn to them. That's what we're being told now, is that as you continue to feel grateful to yourself, as you continue to understand that, you know, there's a part of me that really does love me. There's a part of me that's really cool. There's a part of me that knows I'm innocent. There's a part of me that knows I've never hurt anybody. There's a part of me that knows all this cool stuff about me, but I don't know about it because I've excluded it from myself. And so what it's going to do is make its presence known to me through the present surprises that it gives me to show me that I deserve more than I think I deserve. But I need to understand how I've been using relationships and be able to tell the difference between a real relationship and an unreal relationship. And so I can stop disillusioning myself. I'm free. I'm going to stop here. Thank you for sharing.
Are you still saying that there's...
Thank you. That's what making me take a minute and make sure everybody know I'm grateful. And I want you to know I'm grateful. You're saving me so much pain, and I hope that you'll let me save you a lot of pain and let you have some joy too. Because I tell you what, every time I've ever hurt myself, it was always because I fooled myself. If I knew the truth, I couldn't be hurt. So when I don't know what's going on, I don't know how to tell something is right from what something is not for me or something, that's when we make the error. And this is teaching us how to tell the difference. Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I'm not quite clear if you're saying that. Is there any such thing as a special relationship?
Remember at the very beginning I said that.
Remember, you can't love everybody equally.
What'd you say?
If you can't love everybody equally, you can't put this person on a higher level of love than say this person or that person. That doesn't make sense to me because then that's not real either. Are you saying you can love somebody more than you can love another person?
No. You can make one person more special to you than another person.
But that's only because that person has something that you want. So that's not really love.
I didn't say that it was.
Okay.
I said that's the difference between special and real. Is that when it's special, it's only for select people. when something is real, it's always something that's available to everybody.
Okay.
But since we believe in specialness, and this is a very, if you don't hear nothing else I say today, I'm going to give you right now the thought that will make you be able to hang through that, the powerful part of this chapter. The Course in Miracles is not trying to take your special relationships away from you. The Course in Miracles is not saying you do not have a one-on-one relationship with somebody that you focus on them more than anybody else. It's not trying to take your special relationship from you. It says specifically, I'm not trying to take your special relationships from you. I'm just trying to get rid of as much pain as you will let me. Okay? The reason why I said that is because the ego will convince you that it's trying to say that you can't have one-to-one relationships where you focus your attention on some one person more than the other person. The Course is saying there is not one single thing we've made up, not one thought system, not one habit. It says there is nothing that we have made that cannot be used to free us. So the special relationship that I used to use to limit myself, I can be shown how that special relationship can be used to bring me joy and peace and happiness beyond my wildest dreams. Don't argue with that idea. Don't try to find a flaw in that idea. Because what better way could it be for us to go to our happiness than for spirit to use everything we already have to move us there? You know, it's like, God, that's good news. You mean you can take me where I am with what I've learned and take everything I've learned and everything I believe, and you can take that and you can use that to my advantage, and you can show me how they can be used to my advantage, and you can show me how they can be used to make me happy and wake me up? Well, hey, I'm here. I love this. This is a good deal. So the trick of the ego would be to try to get into the pluses and minuses of what's a special relationship and what's not a special relationship. The way out of conflict is to go that the Holy Spirit will use my special relationship to wake me up and bring me love. Now you can either look at it that way, which is the way that's going to move you forward, or you can do the analyzation of it back and forth as to what's special and what's not special, which is what delays us.
I'm getting that maybe the only real thing we have in that special relationship is the gift of time.
The gift that we have in a special relationship is that the special relationship can be an opportunity for you to apply everything that you've learned to a person.
Now, aren't all special relationships real? I mean, anything else is an illusion.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me like to follow you because you're trying to figure it out. And I don't try to figure things out anymore. All I do is, it says, if it tells me what I need to do right now is to look at it this way in order to have that result, that's what I found it works. I swear to God, that's what I found. And it drives people crazy, you know, because it's so natural for us to want to break everything down. But the truth is you're now on an easier path. And on an easier path, the only thing that happens is that you're given an easier way to do it. So an easier way to do it would be for you to walk out today and say, any special relationships in my life can be a means to bring me awakening and joy and happiness. That's the way out. Any special relationship in my life can be used by the Holy Spirit for the purpose of bringing me to the awareness of God. But I have to know, first of all, the way that I've been using them, that I've been using them to hurt myself so that I won't do that again. And that's the first part. That's what we're going through now, where he goes, this is the way that you've been looking at it, and that has not brought you what it is you know you really want. And I want you to know how it operates, that this whole thing of hiding your feelings from yourself through somebody else, this is what has caused you pain. This is what has caused your pain. in your relationship. Not the relationship itself, but the purpose you were using the relationship for. And I need you to see what you've been doing. Now I'm going to give you a new purpose for your relationship, and I'm going to show you another way you can do relationships. And when you do it this way, you will only experience complete fulfillment and peace. So you still got the relationship, but the relationship is going to bring you blessings like you've never experienced before. That's the beauty of love. Love gives you everything. It lets you have everything right where you are. That's the beauty. That's the beauty. And that's what I want to practice with you. I want to see you as nothing but blessings. Now, whether that's special, whether that's holy, whether I'm feel more about one person than another person, that's totally irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant is that I want every single one of you to be safe when you leave here. I want you to have happiness when you leave here. I want you to have a wonderful, easy, loving childbirth. You know, I want you to walk out of here today and more of the things you love in your heart and know you deserve from that other self you don't know about. I want it to pop in your life and blow your mind today with some kind of loving, cool experience that happens to you that you didn't expect. That's where I want to put my attention. That's where I want to put my energy. And that's not hard. You know what I'm saying? That's not hard.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll see you the next time. Absolutely. Let's acknowledge us.